Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm surprised I'm the only one that's outraged about this right now. I'm shocked.
Okay.
I'm shocked that I'm the only one that's even going to bring this up for the first time, unless there's been a conversation that I'm not privy to.
Okay.
All right.
Because these guys show up a little bit earlier than I do, and they spend a little more time together before the show than I'm involved with.
Okay.
Have you noted that there is a car that is out in our parking lot that I believe somebody has gone on vacation and they parked their car in our lot? I don't recognize it. Now, remember we went through this about 9 months ago.
Right.
And it turned out to be another employee down the hall, and we just didn't know their car yet. And they were blocking off spaces, whatever. And then, but this is not that.
But that car has not moved in days.
Well, yeah, too, because it's been here since Monday.
Yeah, so.
But I don't know, it's got a California days. Plate. It's been days. It's California plate. And no, I don't think it's going to blow up. And if they were, they should put it closer to the building. But, because they didn't plan out very well.
Do you only notice it because they are parked in your usual spot
quote,
that you quote, like?
Quote, unquote, my space?
Yes.
Well, maybe, but.
I hadn't noticed.
No, I noticed things like that.
I hadn't noticed. I assume now that it's seeing it, it's from one of the businesses down the way.
Yeah.
And because we have a whole bunch of cameras on the back of our building because we have our station vehicles behind here.
Yeah.
That they park there because there's no assigned parking underneath the carports on our side of the company.
Also correct. There's no legal recourse here, and I can't have them towed.
No.
But I want to know whose car that is and just who in the hell they think they are.
That's
those are my two questions. Who owns that car, and just who in the hell do you think you are?
I found out whose car it is.
Oh, you know?
Oh, who is it?
It's a new employee.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
She's down the hallway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know
good
who it
for
is.
Her. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. So, good for her.
So it has moved.
It will move. No, just kidding. No, it has moved daily. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Looks like it hasn't moved at all.
Yes, yeah. It looks perfect.
Literally the exact same. How much can you?
Yeah, and you know what? They got that new employee smell, too. So they come in earlier than I do and they leave later.
Mm.
Good for you. That'll wear off in a couple of years. Okay, well, good. Mystery solved then.
Yeah.
Good job, Jess.
And you see, so now we've answered both questions. We already know who they are. And we have a pretty good idea of just who in the hell they think they are.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's all
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's all
Dude,
right.
Do you want me to go down and, like, tell them, hey, that's not your parking
no,
spot? Okay.
No, yeah, in fact,
I'm willing to do that.
Yes. Yeah, you know what, Spence? You're right. Why don't you go do that?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Here's the thing. You know what's going to bother me about that? About that last, that little sweeper right
Why
there?
Why is that?
Because it's got the lady saying, oh, I take my kids to school. And I'm like, they're out of school already.
Not in school.
It's going to bug me
that
all the way
true.
Until they're back into school. And then I'm going to go, well, that's already, it's 4 months old. I was going to bother.
Yeah.
These are the things about, you know what else bothers me right now? Do we have a moratorium on this? What does it look like on your phone in a text chain? Because we have, again, we have a text chain that goes around, which everyone wonderfully lets me know what's going on in their lives so we can talk about it on the show.
Yes.
When like, cool, interesting stuff comes up. Mm-hmm. For example, on Kayla's socials, it's adorable. Here's a little extra for the California Closets people. And by the way, call your girl Carrie Ann. I want to know what kind of a deal I can get.
Okay.
Because now I am convinced.
Same. I want one as well.
Yeah. I want to know what the Friends of Kayla deal is.
Okay.
Like real friends, not just like
I'll give you Carrie Ann's number personally.
Yeah, didn't she used to work for us?
She did. She worked for us for a year.
We got some sort of in, dude.
Yeah.
We got some sort of Vegas handshake deal here.
We got to.
Yeah. That's one cool thing about this town, too, is that that's a real thing.
Huh.
And it doesn't exist in other places. You can do business in this town.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, you can do business in this town. So, Kayla is weeping uncontrollably, as you might imagine, at the sight of her new closet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so beautiful.
Yes.
Here it goes again.
They're just, it's like the expectation was like, oh, I'm going to get some really cool closets. And then you walk in and everything is like flush and just gorgeous. And the wood is like brushed white. It's just pretty. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose it, but you can go see it on my socials. But it's just really pretty.
I kind of hate you just a little right now.
I did. I don't want to rub it in. It's just, it's more than I ever could have expected.
You just became the bougiest person on this show.
Did I? Yeah, even more than Spence's Japan trip and Europe trip.
Your fancy closet. Yeah.
Well, my closet, I'm one Audi away. My closet, we don't even have the Container Store Rubbermaid things. We have the ones made out of cardboard, little cardboard drawers.
You know what? You're right, though. You've been edged out by the Audi. You're still second most bougie.
Okay.
Your truck costs more than my car, Chet.
It's a truck. It's a truck. It's a truck. Automatically, you still win.
That is very true.
Yes, it did. And it's awesome. It's a truck. Uh-huh. So still, and it's beat to hell.
I had it for a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that truck.
Oh, me too. I just can't. I'll drive the wheels straight off it. Here's the thing, though, that I need help with. What does it look like on your inferior technology iPhones when you like a text?
It also, I know exactly what you're talking about. It also tells us in the text chain.
And does it copy it?
It copies it in like, Jessica Rose laughed at.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Can we get rid of that?
I think
at some point,
I've looked into this, and because I Googled it, because I'm like, I got to get rid of this in group text messages. I think it's when you exchange text messages with someone that does not also have an iPhone.
I'm about to exchange punches because this sucks.
Right. She's right. What happens is because you're on the Android.
I'm a superior technology.
In our group text.
Sure.
If I just laughed at Kayla's comment between the two of us, it just shows up as a ha-ha little bubble off the text that I sent.
Yeah.
Because you're on a different one, it gets repeated and it doesn't. Hey,
so everyone knows.
So it's annoying for everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
No, and I ruined irritating. The whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I've said it. I got to get an iPhone, even though I love Android and I love the Samsung phones and all that kind of stuff. I just got to switch just for the people around me. It needs to be my sacrifice for my friends.
I need to
do that. And also, I'm telling you, remember a while ago I bought the old school iPod?
Yes.
Just because I literally have 1,500 songs. Uh-huh. I have 1,500 songs. And now I'm really worried now that Apple is taking away iTunes that somehow it's going to get screwed up, even though they say it's not.
Right.
Because how many times have they done that? Oh, it'll be seamless.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Transition will be great. And then it's like, what happened to my stuff?
I know. And then 4 updates later, you're like, I'm still missing half my stuff, bro.
Then you have to buy an adapter for $45.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Wait. So am I gonna get an iPhone or am
You're
I not?
Screwed.
This sounds like it doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
With the first pick, it's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Uh huh. Boys to Men tickets. Khalid tickets. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. We got lunch for two because National Flip Flop Day is not this Friday but next Friday. Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers is doing a lovely Father's Day package where you could win a watch for dad, courtesy of Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers. All of that up for grabs, first pick today. This is the dumbest thing, and I don't even remember where it came from.
I saw a question somewhere, and I'm like, that's hilarious.
And it is. The question is?
I have it right.
Oh, I'll read it. If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be? Honestly, just because the FCC is weird about bodily functions. If you're going to mention something below the equator, if you're going to mention something in the undercarriage area, be just super careful with that.
All right.
Okay. Like keep your finger on the button.
Gotcha.
They're weird about it. But for example, Kayla, if you were going to burp, and you could change that sound to any other sound, what would it be?
I'm sorry.
Oh, and that's how it would come out?
I'm sorry.
That still sounds like you could do that in your burp.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it would be so much better.
Or would you have it be like a Tinkerbell sound where it was, I'm sorry.
Where it comes out
like that?
Yeah,
that's better.
If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, it has to be, okay, should we put rules on this? Does it have to be one sound for every function? Because right now they're all a little different.
Yeah.
Doesn't it have to be the same sound for every function?
Yes. I think it's the same sound for everything. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay, so then what? So is yours still?
No, come on.
No, I mean, I might change the phrasing up if that's true. I'll be like, excuse me. I don't know.
Because, you know, if it's south of the border, you could just say that.
I know,
but without your butt saying it.
I thought about this, and I would rather have a phrase just because if I'm having a really bad day and it's not good, it's just constant, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me.
I think you've already overthought this.
Yeah, you have.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I thought Golden Knights goal horn. As long as you're doing it, go big.
Yeah, I like that.
Just realize
what if it doesn't
we're in the middle. Well, we're in the middle of talking about something of the show, and then I'll.
I got one word for you: elevator.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
It's funny.
Maybe Spence.
And off of that, I would just go with a soccer equivalent and just go goal.
Also good. No, equally good, if not better.
And it would match intensity. So some days it'd be just goal.
Oh, does it? Yeah, does it go up and down
absolutely.
With the intensity
would,
of the?
I would want mine too.
The blast.
Go!
Yeah, and if it's like an angry one too, you could do like Oscar the Grouch style. Yeah, goal.
What?
Yeah. I didn't get really into that.
Yeah. All right. Let's play 702-364. Told you it was dumb. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Somehow it seems appropriate that we use this music. Hey, kids. If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what sound would it be? Would it be the sound of a spring meadow?
I was going to say, mine would be this, I feel like.
Butterflies, dandelions.
How did I go to burp and it just comes out like this? Like
it comes out like this. Oh, the little squeal. Yeah, the little squeal, little laugh. Yes, this is the sound of Kayla.
The laughter coming out of her butt.
Yeah, a little squeal. You need to stop saying out of her butt.
Yeah.
All right. Stop. You need to stop saying butt. Get us in trouble.
Okay.
You know how they are about stuff like that. What? All right. This could be the bit that gets us fired ultimately. Hannah in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. So if you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
It would be the sound of the Geico pig they had in the commercials that goes wing, wing, wing.
Whee! What's that pig's name? What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Oh, God, remember.
I don't know.
No, he's got a name because they say you're home. We're here now.
The Wilbur?
No. Yeah. No. Now it's bugging me.
I will find out in 2 seconds.
And not that it matters.
Maxwell the pig.
Maxwell.
Okay.
The sound of Maxwell. Whee!
That's great.
Awesome. Peyton, also in Northtown. Hey.
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 If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
Every time you cough, it sounds like a squeaky toy.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Huh?
They're all the same. They get the every... Wish every bodily function is squeaky toy sound. Squeaky toy sound is funny. Michelle in Centennial Hills, you're changing the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound. What does it sound like?
It's the Pillsbury Doughboy giggle.
This is you guys are solid today.
Yeah.
This is solid work, P1s. Proud of you. Sorry, Justin, no pressure. But so if you're changing the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
That's so
only because I love the morning zoo, and it would be so hilarious.
Old school. Old school P1D1 talk. Thank you, Justin. You've made us proud. Okay, Brent in the Southeast, you're changing the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound. What sound is it?
How about Spencer Shelling's sound? Booyaka shit.
Well, do you want the regular old school
Booyakasha,
or do you want the deluxe kid version?
Booyakasha.
How about the kid version?
I kind of want the kid version.
Just depends on the circumstance.
Again, it depends.
Yeah.
If it's just a little intense moment.
Yeah, Booyakasha.
If it's a long one, maybe you could kind of string it out a little bit.
Maybe on occasion you throw in a
booyah.
I mean, you know, exactly. On occasion it's just a
those quick hitters, you know.
Yeah, the quick hitter.
There you go.
Yeah, the one where you don't expect it.
Exactly.
You know where you just go. You go to say something, and all of a sudden,
booyah.
Oh.
Yeah, or you stand up a little too fast.
Booyah.
Whoops.
Oh my God! Can you imagine what nursing homes would sound like?
Oh my gosh!
Just constant booyakashas over and over.
Oh no! As they're walking down the hall.
Booyah!
You're giving them much credit for that.
You never. God rest her soul. And I know she just passed, but the my stepmother, as she went along in age, and just didn't care, and it just they just squeaked out.
Yeah.
They just did.
God bless her.
We called it the walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the walking.
The walking.
The walking that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say Sharnay in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
If you could change the sound of your bodily functions to any other sound, what would it be?
It would most definitely have to be Cardi B's Okr.
Love, you know what? Solid work by all the ones today. Nice job, you guys.
Makes you happy in the morning. Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm going to play a game. You guys want to play a game?
Yeah, right.
Play a game. Sophie Turner, fact or full of it. Of course, Sophie Turner played Sansa on Game of Thrones. Stars in the new X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix. It opens on Friday.
She is Jean Grey.
Okay. fact.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's
I don't know. Ask me.
It's a fact.
Full of it?
It's a fact.
Okay, good.
Fact or full of it. Her acting debut was as an extra in the first Harry Potter movie. Fact or full of it, Spence?
I'll go with that fact.
Kayla?
Sure, fact.
Lil Jess?
I'll go fact.
Everybody's fact on this one.
Yes.
So either all in or all out. Nobody zagged while everyone else zigged. Spence, Kayla, LJ. I just like calling you LJ, Lil Jess. I like it. Do you not like it?
Let's just hope nobody jumps on that bandwagon.
Why? Right. You don't like it? I won't do it if you don't like it.
No. I don't mind you calling me that. I like Lil Jess.
Okay.
All right, LJ.
LJ.
I knew it.
What did everybody say?
We all said fact.
All said fact that her acting debut was as an extra in the first Harry Potter movie, talking about Sophie Turner. Full of it.
Huh. Really?
She was only 4 years old when Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone started filming, and she was not in it.
Okay.
Her first professional acting gig, Game of Thrones.
No way.
Yeah. You believe that?
Well, she was a kid. Okay.
She was 13 when she got cast. She was 14 when they filmed season one.
Wow.
Good for her.
That's amazing.
Really good for her. I'm impressed by that. Sophie Turner, who played Sansa on Game of Thrones, took her husband's name. So she's technically not Sophie Turner anymore. Fact or full of it, Kayla?
I'll say full of it.
Spence?
I heard that she was going to fact.
Lil Jess?
I'm going to go with fact.
Legal name, Sophie Belinda Jonas now.
Ah.
She married Joe Jonas in Vegas last month, as we all know, and took his name. She still goes by Sophie Turner professionally, though. But I'm still going to... So who had fact?
Me. Spence and Lil Jess.
Spence and LJ.
Not Kayla.
One and yeah. not Kayla.
Okay.
One to one with three to go. Sophie Turner says the word onions every time she walks across a storm drain. Fact or full of it. Kayla is behind. We'll let you go first.
I'll say full of it.
Spence.
That's a fact.
Little Jess.
I'm going to go with fact because it's cute.
Ooh, this could be bad for Kayla here.
I know.
Fact. Sophie Turner has a phobia of walking over drains. Somebody asked her about it. She said, someone once told me to say the word onions when I walk over one, and it will reverse the curse. So now I say it every time. She says onions when she walks over a drain. Mm. Oh, that's bad.
Interesting.
Spence, 2. Little Jess, 2. Kayla, nothing.
Yeah.
Still 2 to go, though, so you got a chance.
Okay.
Sophie Turner has bragged about the strength of her bladder. Fact or full of it. Sophie Turner, of course, stars in the new X-Men movie Dark Phoenix that opens on Friday. She was Sansa on Game of Thrones. We'll let Lil Jess go first this time. Sophie Turner has, in fact, bragged about the strength of her bladder. Fact or full of it?
Let's go with fact.
Spence.
Oh, full of it.
Kayla.
I'll go with full of it.
Fact.
Dang it.
You were so bad at this game.
I'm really bad at this game.
In 2016, Sophie said, quote, I have a really strong bladder, and I only pee twice a day. When I was little, I used to hold it in until I wet myself. I think I stretched my bladder so much that now I'm able to hold it for hours.
Oh, my God.
Who got the point?
Lil Jess.
Lil Jess goes up 3-2. Kayla, you're not even in this last one.
I know. I'm out.
Final one.
Okay.
Sophie Turner has an Instagram account that's dedicated to reviewing sausages. Fact or full of it? It's just weird enough it could be true. It's just weird enough that, come on, you got to be kidding me. Little Jess goes first.
False. I mean, full of it.
Full of it. Spence.
I have to go fact.
Would then say fact. If Spence is right, he ties. If little Jess is right, she wins outright. Sophie Turner has an Instagram account that's dedicated to reviewing sausages. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a fact. She hasn't posted in over a year, but Sophie's Sausage Reviews is a real account that she created, and it has about 40,000 followers, you pervs.
That's hilarious.
Sophie Turner, fact or full of it, always fun. Always fun. Yeah. You're on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's a You Broke My Stuff edition of the P1 Court. It's the P1's call, or we got to go quick. Kayla's brother loaned his drone that he uses for work because he does property management, real estate stuff. Loaned it to some dude. What was the dude doing
there? Family stuff.
Pictures of his family.
I'm sure. I think they were probably out of the boat one day. Returns it and it's broken. And he says, I'm going to replace it. But it's been a month and a half since then and nothing has happened.
Did he crash it?
I'm assuming. I mean, it is a drone.
Yeah,
so.
Gravity's a mother.
A month and a half, you said?
Month and a half.
That's too long. That's too long.
Yeah,
that's
agree.
Entirely
agree.
Too long, right?
That's too long. Oh, wait, though. Is your name Rihanna?
Yes.
Hi, Rihanna in Southern Highlands.
Hi.
You think 3 weeks is not long enough and a month and a half might be too long. How long before you really need to replace this?
I think 1 month is, like, long enough.
Okay.
Because, like, by then, like, you already have, like, 2 paychecks usually already have passed. And, like, you can get the money to replace anything.
No, that's interesting. Daryl, you're a little quicker than that, yeah?
Yeah, I'll say 2 weeks. The reason why, because everybody get paid every 2 weeks.
Yep.
So you should be able to come up with the money within like 2 weeks.
Or at least
bi-weekly.
Or at least something.
Yeah.
Or at least some money. You know, hey, sorry I don't have it, but here's 100 now and I'll give it, you know, or here's 20 now or whatever.
Go sign up for Lyft. Do some lifting, you know, a couple afternoons and make up the money that way. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make it sound like it's that easy, but, you know. go do something.
Jessica's in Northtown. Hey.
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 How soon do you got to pay up?
The next pay period. Like, come on, have some common courtesy. Or communicate that with the person and say, hey, I don't have it now. Give me a chance to pay you half now and half later. You know, have some communication and common courtesy about it.
Or whatever. Although, God, that makes me feel... I feel ooky, because how much is a drone? $1,000?
It depending on what you get, yeah.
You can get some as low and as then, like $100, $200, and then the nicer ones get up
I bet
to
his
like
the nicer one,
it's
though.
Gotta be a nicer
I
one.
Think it's yeah. Right, it's like a, probably a $500 drone.
Okay, $500. You got $500 you can just cough up right now?
Not me.
Or in another paycheck?
And if it's around the first of the month, you're not getting anything from me.
Daniel may have the solution, at least in what I'm reading on the screen. Daniel, how do you think this works?
It all depends on how much the person makes. You know, if they're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, give them a little bit more time. I mean, if it's part of your business, then that'd be something different, but you should never lend nobody your drone anyway then. But give them some time, you know, 6 months at least, $100 a month.
That seems fair to me.
Yeah, that does.
$100 a month, 6 months.
Yeah.
Put that drone on layaway. Like it.
And then, Daniel, what if they don't pay?
Then you call it muscle, I guess.
Do you have muscle? I don't have muscle.
You call it the muscle.
You don't invite him out for beers ever again.
Yeah, that's it. You've ruined the friendship.
Yeah, unfortunately,
yeah,
it can.
That's true. You ruined the friendship.
I never want to lend anybody my stuff ever again. Because then I feel like that situation's
going to You don't have anything anybody wants.
Nobody wants
that's
you.
That's not nobody true. Wants your stuff.
Yeah, can I borrow nobody that romper, Kayla? Sure, I'd love
nobody
that.
Wants your stuff.
You're going to rip it, and then I'm going to replace it.
You would. You would with your beefy thighs.
Your broad shoulders. All right. Yeah.
The Chip Buchanan Show.
So there's a guy in Austin, Texas. His name is David Carter, who's in his mid-60s. David's been homeless off and on for the last few decades, but he's a really smart guy. He's a really intelligent guy. Okay. He was a student at the University of Texas until he dropped out in 1975. He's got addiction problems. He also suffers from schizophrenia. Oh. So... the way he got by was he had to beg for money on the streets. Late last year, a journalism student named Ryan Chandler interviewed him for an assignment on homelessness in Austin, where they got a problem like a lot of other places got a problem. Then Ryan's piece got published, and the school's official alumni newspaper also did a story on David Carter. The homeless guy.
Yeah.
And now, 44 years after David dropped out, Ryan is helping David go back to college. They tracked down David's old transcripts. They found out he's only 64 credit hours away from a fine arts degree, which is roughly a year's worth of classes. So Ryan petitioned the school to let him back in. And last month, they said yes. Ryan and David were hoping to get a Pell Grant to cover his tuition. But then an anonymous alumni member came forward, had seen the story in the alumni paper, and said, I got you.
Awesome.
I got you. So David is going to major in studio art. His first class is tomorrow. And here is David and Ryan.
Education improves the quality of life. If I could change one thing about my past life, I would have stayed in school.
A lot of UT students see them as criminal vagrants or stereotype them as dangerous or unfriendly, and that stereotype just isn't true.
I have to panhandle because I'm always flat broke.
He completed 87 hours of course credit, but he just never finished.
I want to be a student and I want to learn.
He is capable, he is ready, and he is dedicated to do this.
Man, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, man. Yeah. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
He may very well be ripe for the picking again. He's taking a last-minute look at his notes because he was screwing around over some lottery winner guy that he saw on the TV while he was screwing around there watching TV instead of focusing.
Dude, the North Carolina guy, the retired teacher that won the $344
yeah.
million, whatever.
Yeah.
He has got one of those convenience store, ABC stores on the strip, Las Vegas hats. You know, let's say Las Vegas across the
street. Yeah, buddy. No.
And he's winning, yeah, celebrating. I'm like, oh, he's going to lose all his money.
He's going to do it right here.
He's going to do it right here. Thank you.
Yeah, but meanwhile, while Spence is just enthralled with that, he's leaving the door open on Spence's
chair. Exactly.
Who's our contestant? Leave already. Who's our contestant today?
Cameron King of Henderson.
Cameron King of Henderson. Literally, we can't talk to Cameron until the door shuts. All right, there we go. Hey, Cameron.
Hey.
5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture. Rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on the show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Uh-huh, and will you be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Did somebody have to cue you up?
Yeah, I talked to him about that already, too.
Oh, that's all right. No, you know what? You know what I love about that? So, Cameron, are you a new listener to the show?
I started listening probably like a month ago because I'm kind of new to Vegas.
Welcome.
Hey, Cass,
yeah.
Where'd you move from?
Washington State, down by Seattle.
Oh, good Lord. What part of town?
It's called Everett. It's like probably 20
it's
minutes.
It's actually north. Yeah, thank you. I'm from Monroe.
Oh, nice.
I grew up in Monroe. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'll be in Mukilteo for most of the weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's where I used to live, too. I used to live over there in Mukilteo.
Did you go to Mariner High School?
I went to Voyager Middle School. I was supposed to go to Mariner High School, but I ended up moving right before I went to high school, and I went to Kamiak High School in Mukilteo.
Yeah, Kamiak's the upscale.
Oh.
Mariner's
good for you, Cameron.
Mariner's the other kid.
Thank you.
Mariner's the school where they send that one hotshot principal just to see if he can fix it. All right, so I'll ask you the question again. Are you going to cooter today?
Not today.
All right, then. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Who has confirmed to Us Weekly that they will not, Kayla is crushed, that they will not be attending the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion taping tonight? You only have 30 seconds there, Cameron. You might want to make a move here.
Let's see. Jim Bob Cooter.
Okay, then. Whose $2 million Bugatti was sideswiped by a Honda just after they got it off the lot yesterday?
Oh, God. That sounds horrible. Jim Bob Cooter.
Uh-huh. And according to Billboard magazine, who is now the world's richest female musician?
Ariana Grande.
You, my friend, are out of time. We're a little slow on the uptake back in where I come from.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. No, back my hometown. That's no. We take our time.
I like it.
That's how it works.
Chill.
We like to think it through first. And there's a lot of weed.
A lot
of weed. I don't partake, but I'm just saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe bring some back for your boy. LJ, too.
Cameron's from Everett. Just moved
here. Oh, really?
Just moved here about a month ago. Been listening for about a month. Much to know, much love.
Very nice.
He sucks at Spence's challenge. It'll get better. It'll get better, huh, Cameron? Hang on 1 second, just because it'll get better. This was your first time. We'll work on this. We'll get better.
Right.
We'll get better. All right, same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time start when I read the first one. Here we go.
Okay.
Who has confirmed to Us Weekly that they will not be attending the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion taping this evening?
Vanderpump, Lisa.
Whose $2 million Bugatti was sideswiped by a Honda just after they got it off the lot yesterday?
Tracy Morgan.
According to Billboard magazine, who is the world's richest female musician?
That is Rihanna.
And we will meet 10-year-old SpongeBob in the new Nickelodeon spinoff. What's it called?
All I know is it's a prequel. It's Miss SpongeBob.
And Tom Brady has angered some by applying for trademarks for which nickname?
Tom Terrific.
Spencer's Challenge, Spencer's Challenge, Spencer's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's Challenge, yeah.
Yeah, because that 30 seconds goes quick, doesn't it, Cameron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to fire off answers, even if you're not sure. So let's see how we did. So this is where we find out how we did. Who has confirmed to Us Weekly that they will not be attending the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion taping tonight? Cameron said.
Okay, let's see. Jim Bob Cooter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and ate up a solid like 18 seconds worth of the time. Oh, to the point of where I went, hey, Cameron, we kind of need to get moving here. We kind of need to go. And Spence said.
I forgot it wasn't multiple choice.
Yeah, right? And there's only 30 seconds. And Spence said.
Vanderpump, Lisa.
Yep, Lisa Vanderpump. How bummed are you?
I'm sad because it's her it was supposed to be her last one, and now she's not.
And you love her.
I love her so much. She made the show for me.
Whose $2 million Bugatti was sideswiped by a Honda just after they got it off the lot yesterday? Cameron said.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible. Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence said.
Tracy Morgan.
That was Tracy Morgan.
Booyah! Booyah!
Word just came down. Tracy Morgan not at fault.
Yeah, and he was not happy.
No, God, no.
He got it like an hour before.
Yep, according to Billboard magazine, who is the world's richest female musician? Cameron.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, at the last, slid that in at the last second. Spence said.
Rihanna.
Yep, it's Rihanna.
Booyah, booyah, booyah.
There's a clip. Did we get the clip in from Trevor Noah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Is it Trevor Noah was expressing how apparently Rihanna came out and said, yeah, now that I'm the richest female musician, more than Madonna, more than Cher, anybody else like that, could you say my name right? It's Rihanna.
Yep.
Hello, British Vogue. It's Rihanna.
What?
Wait, what?
Hello, British Vogue, it's Rihanna.
What?
Her name is actually Rihanna? This is like finding out that Beyonce's name is actually pronounced Bay-once. What? No, I feel like a name change has to be big. You know, like going from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy. I can do that, you know? Or Prince to Symbol, right? Or R. Kelly to Correctional Inmate 4725. These are changes I can get behind.
We've known this all along.
For years.
Yeah.
Years and years. And the world's richest female musician thing, and all I could remember is being backstage at Orleans Arena. We did some new artist show. I don't remember. It was around the MTV
show.
It was around the MTV Movie Awards or MTV Music Awards.
Yeah.
That was here.
Right.
And, we were backstage at the Orleans with her. She had like one hit then.
On to replay. That was it.
Yeah. And we brought her Chicken McNuggets because she asked for them. And we had to move heaven and earth to get Chicken McNuggets. So she showed up like 45 minutes late. They were cold. And she promptly threw them in the garbage.
Oh.
And we felt terrible. And then we, even at that time, we said, okay, which is it? We've heard it both ways, Rihanna or Rihanna. And she said, it's Rihanna.
Yeah.
So we were way ahead of the game on that. I thought I'd tell that story.
High fives around.
Yep.
Yay. Good job, guys.
Yay us. We'll meet 10-year-old SpongeBob. By the way, it's 3-0 Spence. We'll meet 10-year-old SpongeBob in the new Nickelodeon spinoff called what? Cameron.
No more time.
Yeah, Cameron was done at that point. Yep, at that point. And Spence?
All I know is it's a prequel. So Miss SpongeBob.
Camp Coral.
Oh, Camp Coral.
Camp Coral, because it's 10-year-old SpongeBob at summer camp. And Tom Brady has angered some by applying for trademarks for which nickname? Cameron.
One more time.
It's already done. And Spence?
Tom Terrific.
Yeah, which sucks because in New York people who don't like Boston people so much, or at least the sports fans don't like each other, Tom Terrific was the nickname of Tom Seaver, who is probably the most famous New York Met ever.
Great.
Okay.
And, yeah, Tom Terrific is Tom Seaver. Yeah. And Tom Brady has he shouldn't be doing that.
No, he shouldn't.
Got it.
It's very, very bad. But for Spence, it's one, and two, and three, and four.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5 KLUC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Although you can listen anytime on the radio.com app. Yeah. We giggle at that because I listen in the mornings and it's like, well, thank God. Yeah. But no, you can listen anytime. I mean, honestly, if somebody goes, no, I listen at 7 o'clock at night. Well, it sucks for AD and we feel bad. And you should listen to AD because we love him.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're listening then on the radio.com app, we're good.
Yeah.
Solid. We're all good. Little Jess, who's on the phone right now?
Rihanna Estrada from Southern Highlands.
God, how many Rihannas can we have all?
I can honestly say I've never met another Rihanna except for
we had a Rihanna. Oh, same one?
Same one.
Oh, same Rihanna from First Pick?
Yeah.
Have you been listening the entire time?
I have.
God bless America.
Thank you.
There's a thing called TSL that we really need to have good ratings. It's called TSL, time spent listening. And man, we would kiss you on the mouth right now if you were here. I'm just telling you for real. So congratulations. We're happy to reward your long listening with Khalid tickets for June 22nd at the MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Yes, I almost bought tickets yesterday morning. I really wanted to see him. I still do.
No, and now you can for free. And anybody else, if you do want to buy tickets, they're at Ticketmaster.com. And that might not even be the best part. I mean, it probably is, but it might not be even the best part.
It won't. But,
well, I don't know. Do you know why?
No, I don't know why.
Oh, my God, because Kayla's got a joke.
Oh, what's the joke?
Well, you know what? Rihanna, I'm glad you asked. Because Kayla will tell you.
Why did the chicken fall in the well?
Why?
Why? Why did the chicken fall in the well?
He couldn't see that well.
Couldn't see that well.
Oh, I get it.
You know what? Rihanna liked it, so whatever, guys. Whatever.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
I listen to the radio in my car. I listen on the app, and I listen on my smart speaker.
Check out the Chet Buchanan Show podcast on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Yeah, man. So, this is tremendous to me. Kayla's flying across country. 9 o'clock tonight. So while Spence and I are going to be at Golden Tiki over on Spring Mountain, they are favoring me with the honor of we're doing a shrunken head ceremony.
Awesome.
They have like a Las Vegas Hall of Fame type of thing where they honor folks by shrinking their head.
That's kind of cool.
That's going to be a lot of shrinking. That's going to take some serious shrinking. And then, I believe, then we just have a party.
Yeah, we just drink.
And then that's it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so if you can make it by Golden Tiki, we're going to stay out late tonight, kids.
Mai Tais are strong there. They're strong.
Mm. Okay. Ooh. Okay. So, we'll be there like 9-ish tonight if you can come through. We'd love to see you. I get it. It's the middle of the week and all of that. But it's just going to be fun. And it's really nice. They're really good people. And the idea that they even took the time. Oh, this has been in the works since after Toy Drive last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow.
So, anyway, it's fun. Meanwhile, Kayla will be jetting across the country at the behest of her friend...
Chelsea.
So I didn't realize this part. So why are you going... Chelsea has demanded your presence under what were you supposed to be going for?
So she could ask me to be in her wedding. Oh.
But that's not the part. You know that.
I know that.
You're not supposed to know that.
it's more of I have to go there to visit family and just take care of family stuff. Right, and so I'm going to see her in the process. But,
okay, so Chelsea, did Chelsea demand this visit?
Chelsea really wanted to know the next time I was coming into town and really thought I should be coming soon.
Thought that you might want to plan a visit.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you have planned said visit.
I did
so
plan.
So you weren't ordered, but you were ordered.
Basically, yes.
You were summoned.
But I know what this is for. So it's, I've known the whole time that I'm like, I know she's going to ask me to be in her wedding. That's,
you can't do that over the phone.
Again, this is a thing that she wants. You do what the bride wants, and this is what the bride wants.
This isn't a normal Florida thing.
No.
Very formal. Is she a pain in the you know what?
No. I think she wants to. She asked all the other brides. See, the problem is that all the other bridesmaids that are in the wedding all got asked in person because they all live in our small hometown of Venice. They all got asked in person. So I think she wanted to ask me in person.
So you got to go to the expense of a $400 plane ticket to be asked in person. To spend
My round trip is like $100. So I made sure. This is the reason I'm leaving on a Wednesday night at 9:00.
I thought $400 was low.
No. I actually found a really super cheapy flight.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you were saying you got a window seat out of the deal.
I got a window seat too. I know. I played the gamble there.
But so then there was a group text amongst.
There was a group text sent out as soon as I confirmed with her and said, yes, I'm in for dinner Friday night because my plane will get in early Thursday morning, so we can do this. And then a group text was sent out with the title on the group saying, Wick Willie's wedding crew.
why Wick Willie?
Her fiance's last name is Wickwire. We all call him Wick Willie. So they said, Wick Willie's wedding crew, and it had a bunch of girls' names on it, including my own.
Huh.
So Chelsea, and then 2 minutes later, there must have been a freak out of
some sorts.
Chelsea's
the bride.
And Chelsea is the bride. And I get a text message from Chelsea that reads, oh no, silly. Kayla doesn't know she's a bridesmaid yet. Ha ha.
And you're on that.
No. This is a personal text message away from the group text. So I let it sit for
that. You're still somehow tagged in?
Yes. So she meant to go text, I believe, Lisa, who sent out the group text.
Right.
I believe she meant to go text Lisa to say, hey, you have to change the name of the group.
But instead she texted you.
Yes. So I let it sit for about 10 minutes and then responded back. And I said, well, I think she may know now.
Who blurted out the secret? In this case, Chelsea blurted out her own secret.
She waited 6 months to do this and then blurted out her own secret a day before she was going to ask me.
Who blurted out the secret?
Oh, man. That's
there funny. Was, I'll tell the story. There was talk a couple, 3-4 months ago of me getting a pretty big gig in another city. And our engineer just blurted that out in the studio yesterday because he knew he was involved in the deal. What they were going to try and do was split time where I would do part of it there and part of it here.
Yeah.
And so we were working out technologically if it would work. And it's not, by the way. But I hadn't said anything to Spence and Kayla yet because it wasn't. And now little Jess is finding out for the first time.
But she wasn't in the room.
Right now. She wasn't even in the room yesterday. She's not even paying attention. It doesn't matter. She still doesn't know. And it was fine, but it was just like, because I didn't want to say anything to Spence and Kayla or to anybody else because there was no reason to get everybody all worked up if it wasn't real.
There was no official plans.
There was no plan. It was just talk. So it just, but yesterday was like, man, I had a lot of backtracking to do. And then kind of the funny part about it is though, that there was somebody in the company that was not exactly complimentary of the idea. And I wasn't aware that was as well known.
Pronounced. Yeah.
Pronounced is a great word.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, wow, so all of this has just come out now for everybody. So who blurted the secret?
All right.
And what was the secret? Because we know you got good stories just like that in the last 4 days. we got two humdingas. 702-364-9898. We would love to hear your story right after Halsey.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So Kayla is flying out to Florida so that she can officially be asked to be in this girl's wedding. And this girl sounds like a nightmare.
Right.
Just because you have to go all the way there just so you can kiss the ring.
Yeah, essentially.
So you can bend the knee.
Bend the knee.
So you can bend the knee to be in the wedding.
Yeah, and then I have like a bajillion other things to do too on top of it. It's gonna be a pain in the butt wedding.
It wasn't a big deal. You have duties?
There's already been a scheduled, there is a month long like spectacular happening the month leading up to the wedding next year.
Are you supposed to go every weekend?
Oh, they want me to. That's obviously not going to happen, but they want everyone there every weekend to do things.
Do they think that you're rich because you have a radio career? That's
exactly what they think. And I go, that's a weird.
Sometimes I regret not having many friends and then things like this come up and it makes me confident in my path in life.
And may I correct you? You have a lot of friends. You have a ton of friends. You've just made it extraordinarily clear that you're not doing any of that crap. Spence has made it extremely clear. Don't call me. Don't call me to help you move.
Yeah, I'm not helping you move.
I'll be in your wedding, but I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, tell me just on the phone. I'm not flying to Florida for you to go. Yeah. You be my wedding.
I'll come. If I could get out of wearing a tux, if I could just come and drink your booze, that would be great.
I will be there.
Right.
Yeah. Bachelor party done.
I knew this one was coming. Jake in Summerlin, who blew out the surprise?
Hey, Chad. So let me tell you what's going on here. So my girlfriend, 8 months in, she's about to pop, right? She already has Ligma, and my mom is sitting there, and she's getting ready to spill the beans. So we're all there at the dinner table about to eat. Shout out Young Avion Las Vegas. What's good? SoundCloud, Instagram. Check me out. What's poppin'?
My man. Very nice. Yes, you can tell the rest of the story? He just Baba Booey does.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if you noticed that. Hang on. I got to tell you what he was trying to do. You said my girlfriend already got Ligma. And Spence was about to jump in and ask, what? And he was going to say, I'm going to turn off the, just give us,
I know
hang on a second.
Is.
I got to put this show on hold for a second. Please hold. We'll be back in a moment. Please hold while I tell everybody else what this was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're back. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't fall for that.
No.
Clever.
Very nice.
He kind of just blew out the bit right there.
You also couldn't understand anything he said. Like,
yeah,
it was a worthless shout out because you were rambling so fast.
Just mad about this.
I'm
now.
Not mad about this. Oh, what I'm saying is, if you're gonna do this, slow it down, player. You know, so we can all hear it.
No, she's very much right.
She's very right.
Yeah, because I was letting him do it, and I was like, great. Well, then you went this far to make up this story. Make up the ending.
Yeah.
Make up the ending. And then honestly, then make sure that you've sent us the music. Do you not know this show? I'd play it. I'd play it just to reward your tenacity.
That's funny.
Now you've just ruined everything. Fine. So instead, I'm going to play Lil Nas X.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know if you heard, whoever is responsible for leaking the James Holzhauer footage of him losing, leaking that in advance, they're going to be punished severely by the Jeopardy police. Jeopardy police going out and they're investigating. I think, what did they say? Oh, they're going to be punished very, very, very appropriately.
Yeah.
It's like the president wrote that tweet.
So they're going to punish the person that did it on purpose so they get more viewers?
Yeah, they plan on taking, quote, very, very, very appropriate action. Meanwhile, and that's the truth. I wouldn't have watched on Monday. I would have just gone, oh, he's going to win again. Okay, cool.
Maybe like watch later on for like a replay or something.
I've been
like
DVRing
that.
Them.
Exactly.
No, I was DVRing them so I could fly through the commercials and whatever, and then just check it out, and it's all good. Yeah. But so, James Holzhauer went on SportsCenter last night to talk about all the stupid conspiracy. And he went on SportsCenter because he can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Gave them the exclusive. First of all the stupid conspiracy theories.
Oh, I love the conspiracy theories. You know, my favorite one is I found some sports book in Vegas was offering me some great odds to throw the game, and I somehow managed to put in a few million dollars to bet against myself because, of course, they take those kind of limits on pre-taped TV shows.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then, you know, everybody's been saying that he might work in baseball, so he addressed that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of options I have to weigh out there. I will say, you know, Billy Beane has not emailed me directly, but seeing him, you know, my childhood idol, talk about me in the newspaper is something I...
Billy Beane is the guy. He doesn't own the Oakland A's, but he runs the Oakland A's.
Yeah. Okay.
The Aviators Major League Club.
Right. Okay.
And Billy Beane was the subject of Moneyball, that movie Moneyball that Brad Pitt was in.
Oh, okay.
You should see that. You would like that movie.
Moneyball?
Yeah, I think you would like that movie.
I know of it. I never watched it, obviously. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's you don't really even have to be a baseball fan. One of early Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's in that movie.
Oh, that's right.
Like fit Chris Pratt? Or are we talking about still when he was chubby Chris Pratt?
Major League Baseball player Chris Pratt.
So. Ah, yeah. Okay.
Sure. So anyway, so that's Billy Beane. So the idea that Billy Beane was talking about James Holzhauer potentially working for the A's was
never could have thought possible. I have to make a lot of tough decisions in the time coming up, and you know, this was the dream 10 years ago, and it could still be the dream today under the right circumstances. I would say
I don't know why he would want to take the pay cut, because I imagine he's been doing pretty well as a gambler, I think. And then I thought this was incredible. So obviously everybody on the planet's trying to get a hold of him, us included.
Yeah,
James, whenever you're ready, we'd love to have you in. Let's schedule October. No, we'll still be geeked out about it.
Yeah.
I still can't get past the fact that Spence was sitting on that shuttle bus from McMullins to a Golden Knights game right across from James Holzhauer. And it was already, I believe it was already done.
Yeah. Because they take that in March.
March 12th was the last day.
Yeah.
And he already, and it was fresh.
Yeah.
Like it would have been fresh in his mind.
Oh, so emotional about it, maybe.
So weird. But here is why. He chose to go on SportsCenter.
It's a show I actually watch. If I had to think about, okay, what could I parlay this Jeopardy thing into? Is it Good Morning America or is it SportsCenter? I pick SportsCenter 10 times out of 10. You know, I pick Scott Van Pelt 10 times out of 10. You know, it's...
Me too, brother. Yeah. Me too. And not just because of our physical similarities.
A forum for sports and gambling, you know, things that actually interest me. I feel like several of the morning shows today actually had a co-host. I don't know if they were paid to say it, but they said, oh, he must have thrown the game. That's the only explanation. Oh, come on. You know, I don't want to talk to that guy.
Doesn't want to go in there with the people that were going, oh, he threw it.
Yeah.
Well, that was never us, James.
Nope.
Never us. We'll look forward to seeing you sometime. Just show up, bro. We'll make room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just show up. We'll make room. You don't even have to bring donuts or anything. We'll send somebody. I'll go out and get the donuts.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Did you see this story earlier this week? The 42-year-old woman in New York who started having memory problems and a bunch of other issues last year, like headaches and stuff like that. And doctors discovered... they said, you got a brain tumor. It's about the size of a marble.
Oh, wow.
And so they're like, okay, so she's got to go in. They got to go in and get it. And she went in for brain surgery last September. And they went in there. They found what it was, about the size of a marble. Not a tumor at all, but a tapeworm.
Oh.
Oh, God. No.
Is that not wild? Yeah, isn't that wild, though?
Disgusting.
Yes. Super disgusting. She hadn't left the country. They have no reason for why there was a tapeworm there. They had no, but it had gotten up in her brain, and now she's fine. She's fine. They took the tapeworm out, and it's, you know.
That's amazing.
It's gross and all of that, but she's good. Here's the woman. And here is her brain surgeon.
The good news is I don't have cancer.
We were like overjoyed. We were like cheering and clapping. We were so happy in the OR. When we got in there and we saw that it was actually a tapeworm, we were like, yes, we were so happy.
I stopped asking questions and started celebrating and making the most out of life, because in an instant it can be taken away. There's not a doubt in my mind that they saved my life. And they gave me my life back.
Well, yeah, no question.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But the odds, you know, on something like that. On one hand, you have that Charles Wilson guy in North Carolina who beat the odds and wins $344 million. And then you beat the odds but it's because you have a tapeworm in your head.
Spence is obsessed with this Charles Wilson guy because he was wearing it. He was wearing the $2 convenience store Las Vegas hat.
Yeah. I love
and
that
Spence is convinced that dude's going to bring all 340 some odd million and just spend it all here.
I just reached out to casino marketing at a major hotel casino chain and told him, give him an airfare and a comp suite.
Oh, I have no doubt. The offers are already coming in.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
This is going to be a bit in the near future. By the way, Kayla's show is SmackDown coming up. Did we say Boyz II Men tickets today?
Yes, you did.
My goodness. Residency returns to the Mirage for Boyz II Men. We'll get you free tickets in just a couple of minutes. This is a bit that if we've done it before, it's been a minute, and we need to do it again. First and foremost, Kate, we love Kate Beckinsale on this show.
Love her.
She's half nuts. She's kind of randy.
Yeah.
Obviously, with her, how much older was she than Pete Davidson?
She was 46, and he is 25.
Well, I got 45 here.
Oh, okay.
45. It says 45 here. How old is he?
He's mid-20s.
Under 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And then the boyfriend she had before that was like 21 or something like that.
Good for you, Kate.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Apparently on Tuesday, Kate Beckinsale goes on Instagram and reveals that she recently texted her 20-year-old daughter, Lily, demanding to know if she was doing drugs. Are you doing a lot of cocaine? Kate asked her daughter, who replied, I'm doing zero cocaine. What is happening? I physically could not be doing less cocaine. and then Kate goes dark, goes silent. So Lily, again, the 20-year-old daughter, who's being accused of doing cocaine, says, you can't send me that and then just go silent. Kate Beckinsale writes back and says, I had a dream that you were, and I was so mad.
It's actually quite funny.
And her daughter says, you are a lunatic. And then Kate Beckinsale adds in her Instagram caption that, well, it was worth checking just in case I had suddenly become a soothsayer.
Good work.
In my sleep. Somebody who can predict the future. Yeah. Predict what's going on. When have you, this is going to be a bit, when have you ever gotten in trouble for something that they dreamt?
Our former boss's wife had a dream that he was doing something wrong and was mad at him for a week.
A week?
True story.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And it was a dream.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, in fact, we called her up. I'll be willing to bet she'd recall the story. If not, her husband would.
And she'd admit to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what's cool about her. She'd admit to it.
She's crazy, and she'll tell you she's crazy.
I had a super real dream that when I woke up, I went, well, I'm going to have to take care of this. And then I went, oh, no, that's not real.
That's a dream.
That's not real. Like 10 minutes later, I was like, that's not real.
I know. I've
had
one.
Our boss said. I remember it was something that JB said. Yeah. I had a dream that JB said something to me, and I was mad at him. And then I woke up, and I went, JB didn't do nothing.
I don't think he didn't. I don't think
no,
he said
JB, you so no, mad. JB's cool. JB and I are more than cool. I was like, no, this isn't. So, yeah. That's got to be a bit. Have you done that?
No.
Do you do that?
No.
Liar.
Mine are accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they're
your
pretty
dreams,
accurate.
Your dreams are accurate.
Pretty close to it. My mom's too. My mom is like.
No. But like you've dreamt something. And you've taken it out on somebody even before the real life action occurs?
No, I didn't take it out. Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, okay. No, this is what I'm saying. Kate Beckinsale dreamt that her daughter was doing cocaine and got up and said, are you on cocaine? So that her daughter goes, no. What brings all this on? I'm a heroin girl. Come on.
I don't know if we're supposed to laugh at that.
Well.
That was the intent.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm just like this.
She's not really. Okay, you're as crazy as Kate Beckinsale.
Maybe,
she's not
really
on heroin. Jesus.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Stop pulling my hair. Little Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Christy Nichols of the Northwest.
Oh, she is contestant number one. Christy, what buzzer would you like to use today?
Hey.
And then contestant number two is?
Stacy August.
And Stacy, that's funny, because what part of town are you from, Stacy?
Mortown, hey.
Which is Christy's buzzer. Weird.
Sorry.
That's odd. No, that's awesome. You're like, you were looking into the future.
Funny.
I am.
Whoa. Stacy, what's your buzzer going to be?
Shazam.
Okay.
Shazam.
Spence will be the... You don't like that one?
No, I didn't know. She said Shazam?
Something like that, yeah. Some,
but it was like some hot sauce in it.
Oh, okay. No, I'm cool.
Yeah, Stacy, will you hit your buzzer again?
Shazam.
Okay. Oh, okay. No, I like it. I didn't know what she said.
I just wanted to make sure. I just saw you furrowed your brow, and I was like, well, apparently that did not meet your approval.
I was trying to figure out what it was.
Excellent. Well, that gentleman over there with the brow that is now not furrowed is the judge of who buzzes in first, and he shall not be questioned. Now you look like a Botox. He was trying to not furrow his brow.
He does.
I was perpetually surprised. We all know that person. Like, dude, why'd you go to the cheap one? Don't go to the cheap Botox.
No, never go cheap on Botox. No.
You look
I
like,
would never talk to you again if you.
Yeah, you always like you always look like somebody goosed you. Oh, anyway, Spence is the judge of who buzzes in first, and Kayla's the one asking the questions. Here's question number one.
Which KLEC artist raised $100,000 for abortion clinics in Alabama? Is it Halsey, Katy Perry, or Ariana Grande?
Hey.
Christy.
I'm going to say Halsey.
Christy says Halsey. Christy is correct. One zip, Christy. Here's question two.
Toy Story 4 has included some comedy legends in their cast, including whom as the teething toy? Is that going to be Jerry Seinfeld, Betty White, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Hey.
Ooh, that's on you, dog. That's on you, dog.
Yeah, I got to go.
You're the judge. Shall not be questioned.
I got to go with Christy.
And therefore, not helped either.
Yeah, right.
I'll confirm Christy. Christy, what's the answer?
Betty White.
Is it Betty White? Bam! 2-0 lead for Christy. Wow, Stacy, what will you do? It's going to take a momentous comeback. Earlier we mentioned that our friends at Terrible Herbst are celebrating 60 years of customer service in Southern Nevada. So I thought it'd be nice to give them an extra plug, and we'll make this worth 60 game-winning points.
So who made it to number 23 on the Forbes list of America's richest self-made women? Is it Oprah, Kylie Jenner, or Rihanna?
Stacy. Rihanna.
Stacy for the win, says Rihanna. If she gets it right, she wins. If she gets it wrong, Christy dominates and wins. Is the answer Rihanna? Dramatic pause.
You're killing me.
Oh, no, it's dramatic, is it not?
That's
terrible. No, you're good. I was like, wow, I'm even feeling the heat on this one.
No.
Not Rihanna.
Rihanna was number 38.
On the list of self-made women, and Kylie Jenner, 23. But
23,
the,
and Oprah's 10.
Who's number one?
I don't know. Some woman I've never seen her
she
name
owns,
before.
She owns some, yeah. It's just some Diane she somebody
owns,
or other.
She owns some, yeah.
ABC Roofing or something.
Like, yeah, like they're like executive stuff like that, where like Oprah is more of like an entertainment exec, so we all know her. Like they're all like high-powered women.
God bless America. You go around and be like, I got more money than Oprah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I want more money than Oprah.
Heck yeah.
Right? I'll be a self-made woman. All right, Stacy, we got to let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And look at you, Christy Nichols from the Northwest. Hey.
I'm very excited right now because I called one other time and I got my butt handed to me in Spence's challenge.
Yeah, that's a different story, too.
No, this is a much easier game.
Yeah, true. Multiple guests is a lot better. Multiple guests and no time limit? Yeah, it's awesome. And it's Boys to Men tickets for you at the Mirage.
Thank you, guys. I'm very excited.
We're very excited for you as well. And also, let this now be put into the permanent record. Wednesday, June 5th, 2019, Christy Nichols of the Northwest was the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you what's fun right now? There's like, well, three. Okay. I counted three of our P1s that have their kid and they're going to McCarran right now to catch a plane to Phoenix because the Dodgers are playing an afternoon game against the Diamondbacks today. And all the so look for each other at the gate if you're still in the car and you're still there. But how it's just that's so much fun. So just quick shout out to the P1s and thank you for reaching out.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo goes first.
So Forbes puts out their annual list of America's richest self-made women, and you got some pretty impressive people on this list. Like Oprah's at number 10. She got $2.6 billion. Kylie Jenner's on there. Kathy Fields and Katie Roden, who have that Roden and Fields skincare line.
Rodan and Fields.
Yes, absolutely. So they're at $1.5 billion each.
She don't want you calling her Roden. She heard that junk in fourth grade.
Rodan.
Yes, Rodan.
Got it. Sorry, Tori Burch also on the list. Some pretty impressive women all over that list. But I'm jumping all the way down to number 77 with $240 million to Susie Batisse. Because Susie Batisse invented poopery. And you are
outstanding and wonderful product. I'm a user.
And, satisfied customer.
You have contributed to Susie's $240 million.
And the commercials are the greatest.
Yeah.
The commercials are fantastic.
So Susie.
Wait, where was Spanx Girl?
Spanx Girl is at number 23. She's right in front of Kylie Jenner.
Huh?
Who shouldn't be on the list because she's not self-made. But
easy.
She's not.
Oh, she's tied with Kylie Jenner. I'm sorry.
Spence at KLUC.com. and call him Spencer because it makes him mad.
Really likes it. Yeah. So to Susie Batisse, you is...
the greatest person in the world.
What's funny is that makes you mad. It doesn't make me
mad. Oh, it makes me furious. I can say, his name's not Spencer.
Spence.
No, I'm so... No, I get mad about that. And then, Kayla, and speaking of mad, Kayla's just ever so slightly frustrated because we didn't play Who Made More.
Right.
Today. We just didn't have when we ran out of time. No, but well, you know what? Well parlayed into your greatest person.
Yeah, I thought it was
very
good.
Proud of you. That was clever.
Shouts out poopery lady.
Shouts out poopery lady.
Word.
And I'm really not mad, but don't call him Spencer. It's not his name.
It's not my name.
So, Spencer, who's your greatest person?
So, I've believed this for some time, that an MLS franchise might be the next professional sports organization that would actually really succeed here.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, I don't think ever would.
You just hate baseball.
No, it's not that. I just think there's too many games and too many people to make it work. The NBA, I'm sure, would do fine. But we've already heard that City Council, Las Vegas, is trying to figure out a way to finance a stadium where Cashman is, a full-on soccer stadium.
Yep.
You know this. The RJ says today there are two independent sources are confirming that Bill Foley, owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, is trying to figure out a way to get an MLS team here to play at the Raiders stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Why not? Makes perfect sense.
So that would be kind of cool.
And either or. Either way you go, we can't lose.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
So I don't know who to give it to exactly, but
Foley.
You know, Foley.
And the other dudes?
And the other dudes downtown trying to figure out Cashman Field, MLS, all of them. You is.
The greatest person in the world.
I forgot. I was so into your greatest person, I forgot who my greatest person is. All of a sudden, oh, I know exactly who it is. I, forever and ever and ever, have been a fan of The Amazing Jonathan. Do you know who Amazing Jonathan is?
I don't.
He's a comedy magician and was super big. Like when I was a kid, he used to do this bit where he was kind of like a shock magician. Like he would do this bit where he cuts off his finger and blood squirts everywhere. And I just thought he was amazing. And there was a point in time back in the day, maybe y'all remember this fantastic 120 days in time, where Gary Spivey and I teamed up and we had a show on the strip.
Okay.
Ish. at the what was the theater at Planet Hollywood?
Right there, yeah, on off Harmon or something.
Off Harmon. Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, Harmon, it was the Harmon Theater. The Harmon Theater.
Okay.
Also, in that building was Amazing Jonathan. And it was the coolest thing. He's been to Toy Drive a couple of times. There is a documentary that has come out called The Amazing Jonathan, the comedy magician who was given a year to live. And, yeah, the trailer is out. Penn and Teller are in it because they love me. Here's the...
Describe The Amazing Jonathan in one word.
Crazy.
I'm eating a razor blade for your entertainment pleasure.
Yeah, and then there's like blood that comes. It's creepy. Yeah. But for a young dude, yeah. I was like, that's awesome. And there was usually a scantily clad woman involved. Yeah. So all the things I loved.
Right.
He takes the worst parts of other magic acts and makes them actually a good part of his.
Sometimes magic sounds like tape.
Magic is my life.
My heart is failing. I can't do shows anymore because my legs lock up.
It's kind of an Andy Kaufman thing. You don't really believe it. I still hope in my heart that he's just kidding.
I decided to go back out and do one last tour.
If he drops dead on stage, that's probably the way he'd want to go out.
So the documentary is on YouTube. It's called Always Amazing, the true story of the life, death, and return of Amazing Jonathan.
Huh.
And I just thought, I have tears in my eyes right now. I love him so much. I really do. And I told him once, and it was weird, because he's like, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Like we weren't, our relationship wasn't there.
Right.
But my relationship as a fan, you know, my relationship.
You were invested.
On my end, yeah. We were totally there. We were beyond there. So anyway, I love this and just keep kicking, bro.
Yeah.
So Amazing Jonathan, and everybody go watch the documentary on YouTube. I'm gonna. You just might.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Chloe Chung of the Southwest.
Chloe. Is it still funny if we act like we don't remember your husband's name?
Do you remember?
It's Tim, right?
Shut up!
What? It's not Tim?
It's not Tim? Is it Tim? We swore it was Tim. No, it's Tim.
No, it's
Jeff. And by the way, don't mess with him. He's swole these days.
Okay, is he?
Has he upped the workouts? Has he always been that fit?
Actually, he's not as fit.
Okay, well, then I'll tell you what it is. No, then I'll tell you what it is. Because the last time I saw them, they were at the first Aces game. Chet Buchanan Show shirts. I'll tell you this much then. Automatically make you look 18% more fit.
Because
what's his name again? Tim? What? What'd you say?
Tim.
No, Jeff looked, he looked yoked. And I was going to say something, then I thought, oh, that's weird.
They're like Spartan racing now and stuff like that.
I hate Yikes. Both of you because you're awesome. You're so, I could never even come close to your awesomeness.
No way.
No, it's true. I watch your Instagram and I go, it made me want to throw up, just not from like because I was disgusted by you, but like you were Spartan racing. And I'm like, I might as well just get it out of the way now because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just the training alone.
Yeah, we started crossfitting 2 days ago, and then we're going to work on our second trifecta.
That's amazing. No, that's really good. Oh, and how about this? Why does Kayla have to fly clear across the country tonight?
To bend her knee.
Got to bend the knee.
Yeah,
She's
got to bend the knee, too. What's her name? Chelsea?
Chelsea, the pain in the neck bride?
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be an interesting wedding. She needs me to say yes to being a bridesmaid. So
Kayla has to fly clear across the country so that Chelsea can ask her, so Kayla has to go bend the knee so that Chelsea can invite her to be part of her wedding. Brutal.
You do for your friends, I guess, so.
Yeah.
At least you got cheap tickets.
I did get cheap tickets, yes.
Chloe listens, man. You're the best. You really are the best. Please give Jeff our love and enjoy your lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you back. So Kayla's got to fly there. I've got to head to Seattle. My stepmother's funeral is this weekend, so we got to go do all of that stuff. But first, tonight we're going to drink a little at Golden Tiki. 9 o'clock is start. All the excitement will happen around 10, and then we'll who knows when we'll leave.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, they're doing the Shrunken Head ceremony tonight. So if you can make it out, we would love to see you.
Yeah, cool.
And other than that, we'll see you on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for
listening.
All right, we'll see you soon, P1.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.